This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The emotional, the sweet things in life, all part of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off today having, polluted the air, participated they're working hard to change things in California, some people are, and so they've chosen her to do a lot of the, not mentoring necessarily, although I guess it is sort of mentoring in a way, getting people to come to events and listen to politicians who are vying for various public offices. So she's doing a lot of that, and it usually is late in the evening when that ends up, so she's wiping her eyes at the moment, now stirring somewhat. Meanwhile, here, in fact, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, we have a fraternity and a sorority of really interesting people for your listening and dining pleasure here. The story of Lakeith Smith, who is 18, was tried as an adult under Alabama's accomplice liability law, sentenced to 65 years in prison yesterday after rejecting a plea deal that recommended he get 25 years. So the bottom line here is that he was found guilty of felony murder, burglary, and theft for a robbery near Montgomery, Alabama. He apparently was not the person that killed the victim. There were a group of five people accused in the theft, but they all were tried individually, and so he was given a chance to take 25 years, and he said, no, I'll take my chances in court. It sounded like a bad episode of Bull. At any rate, he was accused of being responsible for some of the acts that led to the death of this person, and he was sentenced to 65 years instead of 25, which is what he'd been offered. I often wonder how prickly those deals are. But, you know, you see a lot of that stuff on, discussed on television programs, but Do they really happen in real life? And here's an example of one that did.
Yeah. What's so bizarre, when I was looking at the story, because they were involved in a robbery, I was thinking, oh, so this group of kids went into a house and then someone in the house was shot and killed. Mm-hmm. But a neighbor saw them going into the house and called the police, and a police officer came and confronted them, and the police officer is the one who shot and killed one of the kids that was involved in the robbery, but the other friend who was there is the one that's being charged with it. I understand that maybe it's justified that someone
guilt
who's involved
by association, in a manner of speaking, the victim didn't get killed, but somebody was a victim, and that's kind
yeah.
Of it,
it
right?
just I under I don't know. It seems like okay. So these kids were involved in a robbery, and it was justified, I guess, of self-defense or something like that, that a police officer shot and killed one of them. I don't really understand. Even if you were also involved in the robbery and helped lead to the situation that caused someone to die, I don't understand why this one person who was not holding the weapon
gets
and
more
was,
than everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the person who was killed was just as guilty as the kid who's going to jail. So I don't understand why he's
Did you find that the other three were not convicted or sentenced to any time at all?
That's
was
what
it just
looks
this one
like.
Kid?
Yeah,
yeah,
it looks like it's just one kid. So I don't really understand when everyone appears, unless there's more information.
Did they take the deal? Was there a deal that was made with them? One would wonder.
I guess I'll have to do more research, because I don't even see anything about the other three people.
The story underscores the justice system that we have in our country and how it is kind of weird.
There's no regularity to it. It's
not,
everything
not at all.
Is... No. You know, and every case is different, but it just seems bizarre that someone could go to jail for that many years for a robbery
West.
That someone else was killed in that they didn't really have any involvement in the killing of.
Good point. All right, let's continue the saga of the spies in England who have been in the hospital for more than a month. They were poisoned by Putin and his agents. The reality, apparently they have to go through lot of treatment, even though they can get out of the hospital. But they're being given a citizenship or some kind of a visa to come to America and disappear. Did you see that?
No.
They're coming. The United States is giving them. They're going to hide them over here, so the Russians can't get them, which I thought was kind of interesting. She's a Russian citizen, and I believe. Well, he's a Russian. They're both Russian citizens, right? Even though they've been living in England, and apparently they can't protect them over there, so the American government says, we'll take them over here. So they're going to bring them back. The father had been in Moscow and came back to England the day that they were attacked, or the day after, I think. It was right, he'd been over there. He was a former Russian military intelligence officer, convicted in Russia of spying for Britain. He was in Russia in prison, and then he settled after a spy swap. He came back when, they have these trades all the time that you never hear about, I think. But then they were determined to get rid of him anyway, and so that's why the botched attempt to kill him and his daughter as well. So now, in order not to let him do the job, they're going to bring him to America, which... Anybody's got a problem, here we are. Come on over. We'll take care of you. I don't know that I have a problem. I don't know whether I've thought it through enough to think, do I have a problem with that or not? Does that put us at risk, or do our law enforcement people have to look out a little bit more because of this sort of thing? Yes or no? Is this, I suppose if you can't come to America, where can you go?
Yeah.
No, you don't sound too excited about it.
Well... yeah, I'm not.
Well, but the other, I don't know that I guess I do care one way or another. It's just us being at risk for one more thing from one more reason. But anyway, I think the government has already agreed to have him come over here if what I read on the plane last night was accurate.
What about other nice places like Canada?
Yeah, send them to someplace else in the British Isles. So send
right.
them to one of the British protectorates. Like, you get lost down in South Africa pretty easily. And in Australia, man, if you can't get lost in Australia...
But think about it. If you can't get lost in Canada,
you get lost pretty easily up there, too. Yeah.
Canada's just... It's the landmass alone, it's just huge.
Big.
And there are not a lot of people in certain densely populated areas. But if you think about it, I would think Canada would be...
93 million people live in the whole country?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So it would be very easy to just disappear and go off the grid in Canada.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's some advice.
There's my advice. Go to Canada.
Go to Canada. See the world. Here's some more advice. Those of you who are trying to figure out what the best way is to lose weight, we're beyond the beginning of the year when everybody goes bananas for all of the Jenny Craig and the Weight Watchers, and you ate too much for Christmas and New Year's and the holidays. So let's go to the gym, or let's get on one of these programs. Now all of that hysteria is over. I'm going to give you the way to really lose weight. Calitren. Calotren. You're going to hear a lot about this company because it is such a healthy choice. And that's what you need. You don't want to go on some crazy diet. The exercise programs are good. Don't get me wrong. I think you're in need of exercise. We all are. But some of the stuff that you have to do to lose weight in some of these programs, nuts. So this is a program based on a product that's been around for 20 years. It's not like it just came on to the market. Calitren's been around for 20 years. The essential active ingredient is collagen combined with protein, both things your body needs and makes but doesn't make as much of either as you get older. Call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. Or go to toploss.com to take advantage of this fabulous way to lose weight. Make sure you check the DJV box at Calitren, toploss.com.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. As we age, it's not uncommon to develop some digestive problems. One thing many people are turning to in hopes of help are over-the-counter enzyme supplements. Dr. Brent Bauer connects the dots.
There's at least some reasons to think that maybe we don't make as many enzymes as we age. So it's plausible that if I took more enzymes as an added or as a supplement, it might help me digest better.
He says the good news is that unless you're taking very high doses, the risk is relatively low. But always talk with your doctor first to learn about potential risks and benefits.
And then if we're going to use it, I try and do it in a short trial period. Use it for 2 or 3 weeks. Do you notice a big improvement? Doesn't mean it works, but it means maybe for you it's something you might want to continue with. If it's not working, don't just keep taking more and more and hoping for something magical to happen.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 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 yes. Victoria and Karen, Doug, the focus on Laura Ingraham in a sense because Bill Maher has protected her, or he's offered his opinion that she ought not to be boycotted because he's been boycotted, because he's kind of a loose cannon too, only on the other side. So he says they'll do it to me, they'll do it to her. I don't think that's fair. It's not the American way. And that's really something coming from him, in a sense, to be lectured about the American way, I find amusing. I find him reprehensible. But yeah, I do. I just find him. He's not because of his thinking. No, it's not political at all. It's his smarmy smugness that bothers me, and his vitriol. I will say, though, you can always find something good about everybody. There was a movie that he came out with about, what, 10 years ago, Religiosity? Was that how long
Religious.
Ago was that? Religious, that too.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, it is a great movie. It really is. It puts it right where it needs to be, if you think like Victoria and me.
Yeah, well, if you're not really into organized religion, you'll like it. If you are, you'll think it's the worst thing you've ever seen.
Right, yeah. It's disrespectful. You see, it's funny, aren't we? We're all so funny. We agree. I have no use for Bill Maher, but when something is done by someone that you agree with, then you sort of change your focus, and so in this circumstance, we're subject to be human beings. We change our minds, we make up our minds about different things, we aren't consistent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but anyway, I thought it was interesting he stuck up for Laura Ingraham. And then after he said that she's a reprehensible person, and he should know, look in the mirror there, Bill, 21 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's baby time on the DJV program, 23 after the hour. Seth Meyers has a new baby boy. It was not born in the hospital, however. Was born in the lobby of his apartment building, and so it's a rather interesting story. His wife's name is Alexi, I think, right? Yeah, Alexi.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And their daughter, the baby, the son, is now Axel, and he came into the world a couple of days ago. His wife was feeling, did her water break? And that's when they were running down to get in. They ordered an Uber to get to the hospital, which I thought was kind of...
Well, yeah, apparently they have a track record of this because they have another son who was born a few years ago, and they got to the hospital about 20 minutes before the baby was born. Normally you get there hours and hours in advance,
yeah.
And so I
Isn't
guess...
Isn't that
better, though, to get there?
Well, probably, I mean, it might be a little bit more stressful, but it's probably better for the woman to not have to sit there and, you know, be worried for hours and hours. But I guess they were in their apartment in New York, and they thought they had plenty of time, and she was upstairs with her mother, and suddenly the mom comes down, looks at Seth Meyers and says, "We need to go," and like screams it. So they all get downstairs in the elevator. He calls an Uber. I guess that's the fastest way to get there. I don't know why you wouldn't just call an ambulance.
Because it'll take them forever to get there. The Uber's around the corner.
I guess. But anyway, so the Uber pulls up. They're getting in the car, and the wife says, "I can't get in that car." And they're like, "Why? We need to go. We need to go." And she said, "No, the baby is coming. The baby is out." And apparently, it was already coming out. So they go back in the lobby, lie down, and call 911. But the baby is coming out, and the baby comes out by the time 911 or by the time the ambulance and everyone was able to get there. But it was
so a good story.
Yeah.
It ends well for everybody. All's well that ends well. So
and
Seth Meyers,
you know, I watched this interview, and I would recommend anyone actually watch it because I like Seth Meyers a lot. But it was very emotional. It was very, very sweet. It's very obvious how much he loves his wife and his other son. And I guess the baby's middle name, they said it's Strahl. And so Axel Strahl, kind of a weird name, but I guess it's named after his wife's grandparents who were in concentration camps, and they met literally. They met the day after they were both freed from concentration camps. So he was very sweet and grateful and thinking about past generations and what it has taken to get here. So
yeah, good. That's a good story. Music time, 25 past the hour. The Goo Goo Dolls have announced A 20th anniversary tour, Dizzy Up the Girl, Buffalo veteran alt rockers from bass. Are they a garage band? Is that how you would describe the Goo Goo Dolls?
No, they were more like 90s rock, which was very soft rock.
All right. So I don't know pop Dizzy rock. Up the Girl. Is that one of their pop songs?
No, that's the album. That's the this the 20th anniversary of that album.
This album.
That album had a lot of different hit singles on it, so that was their big album.
So every night they're going to perform, as they go around, every night the whole album will be performed. A lot of other hits and deep cuts and that sort of thing. This goes back to 1998. Dizzy was a commercial behemoth upon its release, certified 4 times platinum due to its signature smash, Iris. All right, so would you both go to this? Do you like this group?
I don't know if I would go to it. I grew up really liking them. My oldest sister loved them, and I know all the songs, but I feel like Johnny Resnick, the lead singer, I don't think his voice is what it once was, so I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's the big deciding factor with a lot of these 90s acts. Counting Crows, Live, Collective Soul, Soul Asylum, Three Doors Down. All these bands are going on tour this summer from 90s nostalgia, and the voice isn't there anymore. It's
that goes
a bummer.
For those of us who go to see some of the rock and rollers from the 60s and 70s, too, remember I went to see the Monkees last year or the year before?
Awful. Right.
They can't sing anything anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess it's up to you. But it might be interesting to just watch them move around if you have a close seat. 20, and that's the only thing that makes it worthwhile. 28 past the hour, DJV time. You never knew what the things that ever showed you. The
twilight of light from the sun. In today's automotive news, on the back of the successful launch of Hyundai's compact SUV, the Kona, comes the Kona Electric, with segment-leading 250 miles of estimated range on electricity alone. It has a bold, fresh fascia. The Kona has a high-efficiency 201-horsepower electric powertrain, a standard floating touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto capabilities, and Hyundai's SmartSense forward collision avoidance assistant. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and 4 flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed 4 people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. And participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for recipes and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
At the hour now on the DJV show, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, B for Victoria. Jennifer not here, so we're making up for it with enthusiasm, right, ladies?
Yes.
So it's tax time, and a lot of people are grousing, as they do at this time of year, especially we have 29 million small businesses in our country. And as I've said before, for some reason or another, people who run small businesses are attracted to this program. I don't know whether it's because they know enough about me and they know enough about this program to know that it is a small... I remember once in one of the trades there was an article entitled, "The Little Program That Could." And it was my story of how this program got started. It's now 30 years on the air. And it's just it's another... I don't know if I'm going to call my own story a great American story, but there are so many of us who have started businesses and made something of the idea that we had in whatever field we're in. So as you file your taxes, many of you do quarterlies or sometimes you play it loose, like I do sometimes, and you try to calculate, you miscalculate. Last year, I miscalculated badly, and so it cost me dearly. And the point that I'm trying to make is we look to next, in Massachusetts, it's next Tuesday, because Patriots Day is Monday. For everybody else around the country, your money has to be in by midnight on Monday, or you get penalties and fines. But the point that I'm making here, and I'll have different things to say about it as we get closer to tax time. Most every day there's something different to be said. But I did some research on the plane last night. As a matter of fact, there actually was an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday or the day before focusing on who pays the income tax. There will be $3.3 trillion of income taxes in the Treasury in the name of last year. There are other corporate taxes and other things that help run the government. But if you understand, and I think sometimes you and I, Victoria, have a different point of view on this, the fact that there's all the focus on the 1% and people that run companies and make too much money and all that other stuff, there's a point to be made there, but the real point gets lost in some of the hoopla that it just becomes political. The fact is that the top 20% of Americans pay 80%, actually it's 87% of all the income taxes. The households with $150,000 or more in income make up 52% of the total income nationally, but pay large portions of total taxes. And the new tax law that went into effect last December that seemed to have some things in it that were good, not so good for the upper bracket. It really isn't. And so when you look at, you try to figure out how all this stuff is parsed, the federal revenue is not going up either. This is one of the other things that's troubling. We borrowed so much money, and it doesn't seem like the plan, which was so hastily crafted, is going to do what it said it was going to do, or what it's the people that were promoting it said it was going to do. And it was because it didn't take enough time to figure out what really the ramifications are. And frankly, maybe on the other side of it, Victoria, you don't really ever know what you could speculate in all these think tanks, the Brookings Institute or this group of that. This is what it's going to mean. But you don't really know because you know what the economy is going to do.
Right. So it's all projections.
Right.
But
it is. Yeah. So anyway,
but projections aren't good in any of the scenarios, really. So
no, that's why I'm going down that road here.
Yeah.
It's bad. We're borrowing so much money and we have, and we don't get to the real point of the whole thing. It isn't taxes, it's what they do with the money. Do we need to have all these programs? Can't we better utilize all these people that work for the government to be more careful about waste and fraud and corruption and abuse? It is one third of your tax dollar goes to waste, fraud, corruption. Listen to think about it this way. One third of your money goes to pay the interest on the debt. One third of your money goes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And one third of your money goes to entitlements. Not much left for all the other stuff. And in fact, top earners pay a higher share of income taxes than does anybody else. And it so annoys me when I listen to people talk about how they need to get more out of the top 1%. I'm not in there. I have been in my life for sure, been there and paid plenty in taxes. But at any rate, now the other side of this, if you get a weekly or a monthly or a biweekly paycheck like Kara, you do, you'll see an unwelcome surprise in your paycheck because there is money being taken out for other things, new deductions that are being taken out. So I just am suggesting that you watch whoever. If Rich McFadden, who's been an important part of this program for a long time, has a very interesting scenario or a theory, kind of a radical one, If you were looking each time you got your paycheck at the stub that told you where the money went, then you'd want change. But most people don't look at it. They just take what's on the face, they put the check on the back or do whatever it is. What do you do with the checks? You use them, you put them in front of a mirror and they actually go to the bank? What do you do with the check? I know you always laugh at me.
Oh, I take a picture of it.
Picture of it. Yeah,
yes, and it gets deposited into my app.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, what? It works every time.
Ah, it's perfect.
But most
I love
people
that.
Don't even, I mean, you get a pay stub, and we get that digitally, you know,
yeah,
in an email
deposit.
Now. But now it's, yeah, my I don't even have to look at my money in order for it to go into my account. It's just direct
I
deposit.
Like going to the bank with checks. Yesterday, I went to the public storage, could have put my stuff away that I don't use during the summertime that's out in California. And there's a DMV office next door. And the line was out the door and around the corner on the street because California, as have other states, initiated a new requirement. Well, the federal government is saying you got to have new licenses. And so people are getting, and it's taking so long to get them processed that you got to, you said you got yours a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I got the new one that you can
you have the
apply
new one.
With. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's what they're doing in California. Now, California, admittedly, is so badly run. Maybe that's why they were out there. I never saw the line, though, this long. Out the door and around the block.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's just, and that speaks back again to what I was talking about. We're paying all of this dough, not only in taxes, but fees when you get your license. There's a lot of fees involved. And we still get lousy service. And I think that's the kind of stuff that should stop. Is that a radical idea?
No.
Radical.
It just makes sense, but
yeah, it does. What does it mean to be a radical, by the way? I had this also, you can tell when my mind is working in lots of different directions, and that happens a lot when I don't watch movies or TV on the plane and just get dulled up, but I rather read. I find myself get all charged up about things. And I was thinking about what it meant to be radical and whether or not somebody sent me actually an email yesterday or I got some communication with somebody said that they were tired of the radicalism on this program. And I didn't think they were talking about me. I thought they were talking about you.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't say anything that's that radical.
Oh,
I don't. I would love, and I mean that very sincerely. I would love an example of anything I've said that's radical. That's just not how I think.
Well, everybody, to each his own. Where beauty is in the ears or the eyes of the beholder. In this instance, though, this theorist was working on a definition of radical. What does it mean? Does it mean the same thing now that it meant before radical Islam came into the picture? Was it brewing in America in the 60s during the Vietnam War? See, I thought we were all radicals then. And I would say once again, reminding you that I did watch part of the Vietnam story, the Ken Burns produced thing that was on PBS on the plane last night. It really opened my eyes to a lot of things I didn't know. But the bottom line is the 60s was when radicalism started for me. And then, we take it and it means something different, whether it's, again, that kind of radicalism or radical Islam. That what does it mean? There was an article in the New York Times, an obituary, actually, that caught my eye, where the words were written by somebody in George Mason University. Quote, a distinguished historian, lifelong radical and supportive comrade died, and was written by another one of the professors at the obituary is written by a professor. And do we think that colleges are the places for radicalism? Did you ever feel? I went to school in a Midwestern college. The last thing I would have thought about, and it was during the Vietnam War, that era. Last thing I would have thought of is that we were radicals. But
I guess I don't. What's your definition of radical?
Well, I think that's the point. It's changed since when I was in a college environment and the Vietnam era to today, where radical Islam means something different. I think right. that kind of radical that's means it's terrorism. A different kind of radical.
Yeah, well, I guess radical to me means anytime you're doing something that's kind of extreme or unexpected or uh-huh. against what other people are doing. You know, radicalism, I think, for me, goes back even earlier than where it's going for you. I kind of think of radical feminism when women were trying to get the vote, and so they were going out and doing things that women hadn't done before.
Good example. Right?
And, you know, yeah. I think of here or in England, you know, women not wearing bras or burning things or throwing stuff through windows and, you know, just doing anything a little bit more extreme to try and get across their point that they mm-hmm. weren't happy with what was going on. Now, right. I think that's totally different than terrorism. Yeah. But I think the most simplistic, you know, explanation I have for it is just doing something extreme, doing something out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to see if we could come to some consensus on thinking that it was different now than it used to be. All right, it's 11 before the hour here on the DJV show.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Is Barack Obama out to stop President Trump? Now, Jerome Corsi's new bestseller, Killing the Deep State, reveals the insider story about Obama's closest allies in Washington. Killing the Deep State reveals the secret plan against President Trump. Newsmax says Killing the Deep State is the political book of the year. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. At bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save almost $30. Go online to killingthedeepstate.com. Killingthedeepstate.com. That's killingthedeepstate.com.
Well, With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour, those damn dogs. Can you keep them quiet, Warren, please, while I try to introduce you? Too much barking, too much fun. The pet show is what Warren has on the air every weekend around the country. He's been doing it for a long time, and that doesn't mean he's old. He's just experienced and seasoned, right? Is that a way for you? That's perfect. A good way for you to be known, don't you think? Warren, excellent.
Chronologically challenged.
Yeah. Check out Warren on Facebook, facebook.com/thepetshow, or at thepetshow.com, warreneckstein.com, hugsandkisses.com. That's a vitamin mineral supplement that you can find, and there are fabulous things in these that every dog and cat should have. Different formula for each, however. So check them out at petshow.com and hugsandkisses.com. So, you had somebody on your program. I was listening to you on Saturday as I was driving around L.A. And as I was listening to you, I always love your, I can see you. It's one of the problems with us being friends or anybody who's on the air that you know. I can see you in the studio being animated as these people are calling. And you were talking to somebody about dog teeth. and what it is that you have to do to protect your dog's teeth. Are there dentists for dogs? I didn't get that out of the conversation.
Absolutely. There's a national organization of veterinarians that specialize in dental work. I've had them on the air with me. Yeah, you know, 85 to 90% of dogs and cats will develop some type of dental or periodontal disease by the time they're 3 years old. And we think it's just a matter of maybe bad breath or maybe they'll lose a tooth, but they don't realize, a lot of people don't realize that when infections start, they can spread throughout the entire body. So it's really important to keep those teeth really clean. If you can't do it yourself, you need to go to a vet, or there are now people that can come to your house without anesthesia and kind of keep the teeth clean until you have
to go to the vet. It's the same principle as humans, Warren.
Absolutely.
Our gums are very important. And if you let your teeth go into disarray, bad for your whole body. Same thing with your dog or your cat.
Yeah, but here's an important tip. A lot of people may assume, you know, I'm going to brush my dog's teeth. Why can't I use the same toothpaste as I do? And the bottom line is this, that when we brush our teeth, we spit and gargle. If you can teach your dog to spit and gargle, fine. If you can't, the bottom line is toothpaste is caustic. And if dogs ingest it or cats ingest it, it can make
fluoride.
Them sick.
It's fluoride. It's bad for them. Fluoride is bad for them.
Dog and very bad toothpaste or a little baking soda and water like I use.
So if it's bad for dogs, don't you think it's bad for humans too? I don't want to get off on that trip right now. But
I don't know too many people that swallow their toothpaste, Doug.
I do.
Really? You swallow
it. Some people swallow because they think it cleans their breath.
That's
silly.
You need smarter friends, though.
I was just going to say that. Get the words right out of my mouth.
Wow. Okay.
Now an attack on my friends. There it comes. In a moment, a great story of a rescue from Warren's program as well, right after this.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas.
Check.
I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on the DJV Show with a story about a rescue that will tug at your heart.
Yeah, it's a great story, Doug. I got a call from Julie, who's my assistant in Arizona. I live in California, and she told me this story just broke in the local paper. It's about a family with a young 6-year-old kid, and they went to the local shelter and adopted a year-old, 11-month-old American bulldog, already 85 pounds. You can see how large the dog was. No one wanted the dog because it was really large. So anyway, the kid went swimming, was being flushed down the creek. The parents couldn't get in. The water was too rough. This dog they've only had for 3 weeks jumped into the creek and with his body pushed the child off to the side, got him out of the water and saved his life. They only had the dog for 3 weeks. That's why I say when you rescue a dog, they will pay you back every single day for the rest of their life. I got a picture posted on my website. Incredible story. 85-pound dog, 6-year-old kid. The kid would not be here if the parents did not rescue that dog from a local shelter.
So rescue, it's a sentence kind of goes together. Rescue, when rescuers rescue. Or rescued gets rid of. Anyway, it's a great.
Who rescued who? That's the bottom line.
Right.
Who rescued
exactly. who? Yeah, right. 85 pounds. That's a big bull.
And it's only a year old. He's still going to get a little bit bigger.
So is there something else in the blend, or is it just 100% American Bulldog?
It looked about 100%, maybe some 10% something else. A great dog. I'm so glad the people.
What a great story. Thank you for telling.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.